With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Well, Kamala Harris stepping up her attacks on Donald Trump over the weekend. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Early in the Harris campaign, there was lots of talk of joy amid the surge of enthusiasm she enjoyed as she replaced Joe Biden at the top of the Democratic ticket. With a neck-and-neck race so close to Election Day, the vice president is increasingly going on the attack. She's closing out her campaign, painting a dark vision of the country if Donald Trump is sent back to the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The United States investigating the unauthorized release of classified documents that assess Israel's plans to attack Iran. And note that Israel continues to move military assets in place in order to conduct a military strike. That in response to Iran's missile attack on the 1st of October. Hurricane Oscar making landfall in the Bahamas. National Hurricane Center says it will be a very dangerous storm, likely to hit eastern Cuba by Tuesday. Also at SRNnews.com, heavy flooding in Sicily.
Heavy rain lashed the Italian island of Sicily on Saturday, causing flooding and landslides. The Licata River near Agrigento flooded after the Salso River burst its banks. Firefighters used a helicopter to rescue residents who climbed onto their roofs to escape the rising floodwaters. In Enna, a cliff collapsed, sending large boulders tumbling onto the main road leading to the city. Schools, public gardens and cemeteries were closed in various towns and villages across the island. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the meantime, residents and search teams in central Bosnia pulling out debris and trash from a lake in a region that was devastated by floods and landslides. Authorities say at least 27 people were killed. This is SRN News. It is getting harder to be a Christian in the United Kingdom.
Hostility toward believers is on the rise, with hundreds of cases of people suffering job loss and sometimes even physical assaults for their faith. A new report from the Commission of Inquiry into Discrimination Against Christians finds that the faithful are apt to take a lot of flack for expressing opinions that used to be commonly held just a few decades ago. The commission says many people interviewed for the report insisted on remaining anonymous or fear of backlash just for participating. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. signing a law that will expand Muslim courts in that country. Christians expressing concern about the expansion of Sharia law in the Philippines, where the vast majority are Christian. One pastor says, "We respect the need for Islamic law for our Muslim brothers and sisters, but this has gone too far." This is SRN News. It has California authorities as well as the United States Air Force involved. SpaceX filing suit against a California agency this week after the body rejected a proposal to increase the company's launches from the state's coastline to 50 per year.
The California Coastal Commission made its decision despite the U.S. Air Force endorsing the plan on the grounds that more launches of Starlink and Starshield, the defense-focused unit, are critical to national security. In the lawsuit, SpaceX says that the commission engaged in, quote, naked political discrimination when some commissioners cited the political activity of CEO Elon Musk while also trying to unlawfully regulate federal agency activities. Akash Tagouli, Vice President of Americans for Prosperity, told the Salem Radio Network that the California Coastal Commission is practicing socialism.
It should be terrifying to any American who even somewhat believes in free markets, free enterprise, and the concept of private companies.
Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.